WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Dopamine Declutter Nation. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up, drowning in a sea of to-dos, and that dreaded feeling of procrastination looming over you? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today we're diving deep into the world of procrastination and unearthing some seriously effective strategies to help you conquer it and unlock your full potential. Think of this as your personal toolkit for success, packed with actionable tips and real-world wisdom. Ready to break free from the chains of procrastination and become a productivity powerhouse? Let's do this. Here are five key takeaways that will revolutionize your approach to getting things done. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. We all have them, those sneaky little things that send us spiraling into avoidance mode. Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Maybe it's simply feeling overwhelmed. Take some time to really understand what sets off your procrastination alarm bells. You know that feeling when you start scrolling through social media instead of tackling that important project? Yeah, that's a prime example. 2. Break it down. This is where we unleash the power of small wins. Massive tasks can be intimidating, leading to paralysis by analysis. But what if we break them down into bite-sized, manageable chunks? Think of it like building a house. You don't start with the roof, do you? You lay the foundation first. The same goes for your projects. Start with those smaller steps and watch as your momentum builds. 3. Embrace the just 5 minutes rule. This is a game changer. Sometimes, all it takes to get started is that initial push. Tell yourself you'll only work on something for 5 minutes. Chances are, once you get going, you'll find yourself wanting to keep going. It's like opening a jar of pickles. Once you start, you can't stop. 4. Find your productivity sweet spot. We all have different rhythms and peak performance times. Are you a morning person or a night owl? Figure out when your energy levels are highest and schedule your most demanding tasks for those periods. It's like tuning into the right radio station. You want to be on the frequency where everything clicks. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledgement is key, people. Don't underestimate the power of celebrating your accomplishments. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves a pat on the back. It keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Think of it as fuel for your productivity engine. Okay, imagine this. You have that big presentation coming up, and the thought of it sends chills down your spine. You know it's important, but instead of diving in, you find yourself endlessly cleaning your desk or reorganizing your email inbox. Classic procrastination. Now, let's apply those strategies we just talked about. Identify. Fear of public speaking? Maybe perfectionism? Pinpoint what's holding you back. Break it down. Instead of viewing the whole presentation as one giant monster, break it into smaller sections. Research, outline, slides, practice. 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes of outlining can create momentum. You'll be surprised how much gets done. Sweet spot. Are you a morning person? Tackle the research during your most productive hours. Now, picture this. You confidently deliver that presentation, feeling proud of yourself for overcoming procrastination. It feels good, right? Listen up, Dopamine Declutter Nation. Today's episode was all about taking control and busting through those procrastination barriers. Remember, it starts with awareness, understanding your triggers, and creating a personalized strategy that works for you. Break down those daunting tasks. Embrace the just 5 minutes rule. Work during your peak hours, and celebrate every win along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Get out there and conquer your goals. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little productivity boost. Let's make procrastination a thing of the past, one step at a time. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine flow and crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.